أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم، والله عليم بالظالمين. ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا، يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر، والله بصير بما يعملون. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات، وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون. أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ، بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Say, if the home of the hereafter was exclusively yours, then long for death if you are truthful, and never will they long for death on account of what their hands have sent forth. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of the wrongdoers. And you will find them of all men to be most anxious of life, and even more anxious than the polytheist. And each one of them longs that he be given a life of 1,000 years. And this life will not save them from the due punishment. And Allah Ta'ala sees all that they do. The Jews had claimed that we have exclusive rights of Jannat. Jannat is our exclusive property, and none besides us have the right to Jannat. As far as the good amongst us, then we get direct entry into Jannat. And those that were wrong, then with a little bit of punishment and a few days of punishment, then we will be bailed out and we will get into Jannat. So we have exclusive rights into Jannat, and nobody besides us have the rights. So the Quran Sharif throws a challenge to them, and it makes a prediction with this challenge that if you do say that you have exclusive rights in Jannat, then we challenge you that long for death. Because the only way that you can get to Jannat is through crossing the bridge of death. Without crossing the bridge of death, you cannot get into Jannat. So if you are true that you have exclusive rights, Jannat is your property, and that is where everybody wants to be, then it is natural, it is logical, obvious, that you must just long for death, long to cross over, that you can meet your real abode. But Allah Pak says in advance, Allah Pak predicts and says in advance, not a single one of them will ever long for death on account of what the hands have sent forth. It is like a person that he is in a transit lounge, and he is not too comfortable in the transit lounge, and they tell him, just go through the immigrations. After you have passed the immigrations, then you will be free and you will be comfortable and relaxed. But he shivers of the idea of going through the immigrations. So if he is true that beyond the immigrations everything belongs to him and he's going to be comfortable beyond the immigration, then why doesn't he go through the immigrations? So the real reason is that he is scared to death because he knows the baggages that he is carrying. On account of the baggages that he is carrying, he will be thrown into jail, he will be thrown into prison, and the keys will be thrown away. So he knows what he is carrying, he knows the baggages that are with him. On account of the baggages that he is carrying, he doesn't dare to cross the immigration. So this is the position of the Jews. They say that Jannah belongs to us. So Allah tells them, alright, the immigration of death, just cross over that immigration. In fact, don't even cross over, just long for that. And we tell you in advance that you're not even going to be desirous and longing for that as well. And true to the word of the Quran, not a single Jew that was worth his salt that day ever longed for death. Because he knew that the prediction of the Quran Sharif is true, it will come at once. So for that moment, he never even longed for death. In fact, the Quran Sharif says that they will never long for death. As long as they live, Jews that the Quran Sharif is addressing, they will never even long for death. Knowing that what the Quran Sharif is saying is absolutely certain and true, if they long, and death will strike them at once. So not a single one had ever even longed. Even in the defense of his faith, he could do 101 things, but just longing for death, he couldn't do this. And as for life, then these people are so anxious and so greedy of a life that each one of them desires to live a life of 1,000 years. They are more greedy and anxious on life even than the polytheists and the mushriks. The polytheists don't have a belief of continuity of life after death. If they are anxious of life, then it's understandable because they don't have the belief of the life after death. But the Jew and the Christian, they do believe in a life after death. So when you do believe in a life after death, then why are you so anxious of life, longing to live for 1,000 years? So all this will not save you from the due punishment. And Allah Ta'ala sees all that they do. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Say, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel alayhi salam, then he brings down the revelation upon your heart by the command of Allah Ta'ala as a confirmation of what went before, guidance and good news for the believers. And whoever is an enemy to Allah, to his malaika, to his rasuls, to Jibreel and Mikail alayhi salam, then he should remember that Allah Ta'ala is an enemy to these unbelievers. When the Jews were told that it is Jibreel alayhi salam that brings down the revelation from Allah Ta'ala towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they exclaimed, they retorted that Jibreel is our old enemy. Na'uzu billah. Because it was he that brought about difficulties upon us, punishments and chastisements upon us. Yes, we are friends to Mikail alayhi salam because Mikail alayhi salam is in charge of sustenance and provisions, rains, etc. So he's our friend, but Jibreel is our old enemy. Now this statement is a statement of folly because Jibreel doesn't act on his own. He comes down only by the command of Allah Ta'ala. So when he is coming as per divine appointment, then there is no point in showing any enmity towards him. And really, showing enmity towards him is showing enmity towards Allah Ta'ala, because it is Allah Ta'ala that is sending him down with these messages and revelations, that there is no point in showing any enmity towards him. He is just a messenger delivering the message of Allah Ta'ala. So really, showing enmity to anyone, to Allah Ta'ala, to his malaika, to his rasuls, to Jibreel or Mikail al-Islam, any one of them, then Allah Ta'ala is an enemy to such unbelievers. They are unbelievers really, and Allah Ta'ala is an enemy to them. And these people, you shouldn't have that expectation about their faith and about their loyalty and faithfulness, for we had sent down clear proofs, and it is only those people that are unloyal and disobedient that reject these clear signs. And it is a point for you to think about. أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And whenever these people enter into an agreement, they enter into a promise, a pledge, a covenant, then a group of them throws it away, throws it aside. They had entered into an agreement, they had signed, they had sealed, and they had agreed. And then, just no sooner that they enter into an agreement, they throw it aside, but most of them have no belief. And when the Rasul came to them from Allah, confirming the truth that was with them, then a group of the people of the book threw away the book of Allah Ta'ala. One is covenants and promises. They are least considerate about covenants, promises and agreements. Then the book of Allah Ta'ala, they had the heart to throw away the book of Allah Ta'ala behind their backs, as though they did not know the contents of the book. So they are so hard-hearted, they are so perverse, and there is no point you having any expectation in them that they will come onto the cause, they will accept Islam. So forget having hopes and don't hurt yourself in future. Do your work and continue, focus on what you are designated to do. May Allah give us tawfiq.